That was the wonderful Marty Webb performing the title song from the musical Tell Me on a Sunday, accompanied there by the London Philharmonic Orchestra. And from Wednesday next week, you will have the chance to discover this show for yourself. It opens at the Avalon Auditorium. That's the old Fugard Theatre, for those who don't know, in the District 6 Homecoming Centre. The production being staged by the Indelian Theatre Company. And it's such a pleasure to have with us in studio today the director, Jonathan Walker-Kane, as well as Sean Atterbury, who plays the lead role of Emma. Jonathan, oh, well, to both of you, welcome. Lovely to have you here. Jonathan, I don't know that many South Africans are so familiar with this show because I don't think it's ever been staged here before. As far as you know, has it?
We're told that it's not been performed in South Africa at all, even though you were right in your introductory message to everyone that, in fact, it's quite an old musical. I was born by the time it started. I would have been about 20 when it was first performed in London, and it was part of a bigger show called Song and Dance, which had originally Marty Webb and a ballet dancer called Wayne Sleep. How many people in South Africa know who Wayne Sleep is? I'm not quite sure, but he was mega famous in the UK. And then the show was split into two separate pieces, and we're performing what was known as the song part. And I saw Marty Webb in it at the Palace Theatre in London.
Wow.
She was phenomenally good.
The dance part, just for those, besides the ballet dancer, I think what some listeners might know is the music that accompanied that, because there was an album of sort of greatest hits of Andrew Lloyd Webber that did very, very well in my high school days. And on that was the sort of the anomaly of this piece called Variations. And it was Julian Lloyd Webber playing the cello. And I understand that was the musical backing to the dance part.
It was. It's Variations on a theme of Paganini.
Yes.
Composed by Andrew Lloyd Webber, but I think possibly his brother had a bit of a hand in it too.
In that one. It was wonderful. Yes. Okay, but this part is very much focused on the song part, which was the story of Emma, and it is Sean Atterbury who takes on the role of Emma. It's a one-woman piece, one-act piece, I think, as well. It's a lot to have on your shoulders. Sean, welcome to the show. And for those who don't know Sean, she is a lyric soprano who has appeared in a number of shows in Cape Town. If you've been to watch anything by the Cape Town Gilbert and Sullivan Society in particular, you will no doubt have seen her. Tell us a little bit about Emma and the story that you tell.
Well, Emma's journey, I think, is one too definitely of self-discovery and ultimately actually understanding, I think, what self-love is.
Mm-hmm.
She sort of makes her way through all of these different relationship opportunities and ultimately can't really understand why each of them fails each time. And yeah, I think it's just such a beautiful realization for herself at the end of it to go, well, what is it that I'm actually needing? What am I actually looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And her understanding that it's very much about self-love.
Told over the course of how many songs? I know that there's a long version and a shorter version. I've seen some of the productions left out some of the tracks, but I think you're doing the full 28 song cycle. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
That's a lot to master and to have on your shoulders
that
in a one-woman performance.
Yes. Yeah, look, it's been an incredible opportunity to sort of take this on and really like stretch yourself as a performer. But yeah, it has been a magnificent time for myself in really pushing myself beyond something that I've ever done as a performer. And yeah, just to have the opportunity to do this piece is just really next level.
Now, the other big song that maybe listeners will know, even if they've never seen Tell Me on a Sunday, is Take That Look Off Your Face, which
yes.
I know Marty Webb literally took up the pop charts when it came out. I mean, as you take on a piece like this with 30 plus years of history behind it, 40 plus years of history, I think I was 3 when it came out originally. Sean, I mean, you are stepping into the shoes of a role that was played by the great Marty Webb, that was played by Sarah Brightman. I know when it went over to Broadway, it won awards for Bernadette Peters, I think. I mean, they are huge names in musical theatre history. Does that prove inspirational or intimidating when you take on a role?
I'd say it's a bit of both, yeah. But I'd say definitely more on the inspirational side. I think the beauty about this piece is actually the vocal part. And that is personally where I find my strength the
mm-hmm.
most. And I think just to have the opportunity to sing, you know, all 27 of these songs, which are so incredibly beautiful to listen to,
mm-hmm.
I think that is where I'm really drawing most of my strength in this performance.
Just for anybody who's come in late to the conversation, the guests with us in studio, Sean Atterbury and Jonathan Walker-Kane. Sean plays the role of Emma in the new production of Tell Me on a Sunday, and Jonathan is directing her. Now, Jonathan, most people, when they hear Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, they assume lyrics by Tim Rice, but that's not the case.
No,
in this
it's
one.
A guy called Don Black, mm-hmm. and it was his first association with Don Black. And they went on to write other things. But if I could just come back to your point, how did Sian feel, or how does Sian feel singing a role that has been done by Bernadette Peters and Marty Webb? Well, something that you said about finding the light was how marvellous it was to hear a South African singer stand in the middle of a stage with a microphone perfectly still and sing, and suddenly you had that wonderful pride of being South African. Mm. Well, I have that in rehearsal when I listen to Sian.
Yeah.
To me, it's a South African performing as well as any star that you might see on Broadway or the West End. And of course, many people in Cape Town will have seen Sian before. She was Nellie Forbush in South Pacific most recently with the GNS Society.
Yeah.
She is about to perform with them again as Phoebe in The Yeoman of the Guard, a very commensurate, confident and marvellous performer, and will do more than justice to this incredible piece by Andrew Lloyd Webber, who, let's not forget, in case your listeners have forgotten, wrote Phantom of the Opera, Sunset Boulevard, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. If you like those shows, you will love Tell Me on a Sunday, even if you're not familiar with the title. Mm. I think you'll be familiar with other songs, not just Take That Look Off Your Face, and also Tell Me on a Sunday, but many of the others are very reminiscent of tunes that you will have heard, because Andrew Lloyd Webber has a style, and this is a very typical and exciting Andrew Lloyd Webber show.
And as you've referenced, Don Black, the lyricist, carried on working with Lloyd Webber for many years later, amongst the other shows they did together, Sunset Boulevard and Aspects of Love. So you know you are in for an absolute treat. Richard messaging me to say he believes Kate Normington did Tell Me on a Sunday with Richard Loring producing it. Okay, I'd love to know when that was. If anybody else remembers going to see it, and I can imagine Kate would have been absolutely marvellous in that role. Where did you watch it? How long ago was that? Send us a little bit more detail, if you would. For now, what you need to know is if you want to see this production, Jonathan Walker Kane, who is directing, has a long history of producing wonderful and directing wonderful musical theatre pieces. I know you've worked on big shows all over the UK, including The Evita, The King and I, Oliver, The Sound of Music, My Fair Lady, etc. So I was going to ask you what you're making of our local cast and crew. You've already answered in terms of Sian. But I mean, Jonathan, how exciting is it for you to be working not just with this actress and singer, but with your team here in Cape Town?
Well, it's extremely exciting because Alistair Coburn, of course, is a household name here in Cape Town as the conductor of the Cape Town GNS Society, and also has an association with many of the musical organisations here in Cape Town. We've had a band call already. There is a small orchestra, a small band of the most amazing players. One is from the UK. Someone's just come back from a major tour of the East, their last calling point being Singapore. We all met together on Wednesday. We had a phenomenally good call. We've got another one today. And then we have a further orchestra and singer call tomorrow. The performers here are top class, and I have been coming to Cape Town now for about 11 years and have been massively impressed with what I've seen here. But one of the distinct differences here in Cape Town is that it's almost very difficult to discern and to identify the difference between the amateur performers and the professional performers.
Gosh.
And so really, I think the better title to attach to many of the people who perform here with the Cape Town GNS Society and other companies of a similar ilk is they should be titled non-professional, i.e. they're not being paid, but their attitude and their performance standard is highly professional, and it's very difficult to determine who is the professional and who is the amateur. And can I just say, the Avalon space in what was the Fugard, and I regret very much that it's no longer called the Fugard. I liked it as the Fugard, and it was a household name, and many people attended there. Well, you can still attend. It has a different name, but it's still the great performing space that it is. And the Avalon, well, not everybody knows that, but it's a marvellous studio space in the same building. And it has a wonderful, intimate atmosphere. But it's also got this marvellous architectural structure to it, because it's not been modernised. It's been built to accommodate its original architectural structure. So you get that wonderful sense of the church archways, the doorways and the windows, all as part of the performing space. Very exciting space to be in. And like Finding the Light was not to be missed. Well, this is not to be missed. Mm-hmm. And I would say this, many of the songs in Finding of Light, you'll be able to hear in a few months' time. You won't perhaps hear these in a few months' time. Yeah. If not next week, not at all. You must come. Right.
All I can say is hear, hear to that. And it's so wonderful to see that space of the old Fugard being occupied and filled with the sound of voices again. So the details are Tell Me on a Sunday opens on Wednesday, the 24th of April. It's a short run until the 28th at the Avalon Auditorium, now part of the District 6 Homecoming Centre. There are evening shows. There's a 3 p.m. matinee on the Sunday, as well as two evening shows on the Saturday. So please hop onto Quicket, which is your booking platform for this one. Tickets are 220 Rand ahead, although there are discount options available if you're booking as a group. So check out all of that information on Quicket or simply Google Tell Me on a Sunday Avalon Auditorium. I hope it's going to be as well supported as it clearly deserves to be. Thank you so much for joining us. Sean, to you, all the best. Break a leg.
Thank you so much.
Snap a vocal cord. What the appropriate thing is to say, but Sean Atterbury playing the role of Emma with director Jonathan Walker-Kane, bringing together Tell Me on a Sunday at the Avalon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.